Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, October 20th. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, two original artists headline at 12 Lime Creole in the Park. From the region, Farrakhan wants Caribbean countries to demand reparation for slavery from Roman Catholic Church. And internationally, Islamic State, Turkey to let Iraq Kurds join Cobain fight. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estates Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estates' finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding, refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
The best season of them all has started only at Courts. Shop today and get free gifts with the purchase of selected products. Get a chance to win $8,000 in cash when you purchase any Frigidaire appliance. Shop with Courts, ready finance and pay absolutely nothing for 60 days. So come in today and make this the best season ever. Only at Courts, bringing value home.
Energetic soca artist from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Gamal, better known as Skinny Fabulous, is among the headline acts for this year's Lime Creole in the Park. Creole in the Park has become a staple of pre-independence celebrations in Dominica, bringing together all the elements of Dominica's culture, including music, cuisine, and arts and craft, at the Botanical Gardens. Lime General Manager Jeffrey Baptiste told the 12th CITP launch at the Fortune Hotel this morning that patrons can expect another professionally organized event this year.
Creole in the Park, that will continue. We'll continue to put our best effort towards ensuring that we present an event every year that will draw people into our country. One of the key objectives of Creole in the Park, I may just take this opportunity to remind all of us though, is really to envelope what is uniquely Dominican and present it so we can draw others to it. And so it's really not selling someone what they will find everywhere else. It's really saying, come to Dominica this time of the year because we have a four-day event that will package what is uniquely Dominican, what is authentically Dominican, and we'll envelope it in a professional manner and present it to you. And so you can tell your friends, tell your neighbor, and they too would want to come to Dominica to have and share that experience. And so when you see the lineup, and I think there's a storyline that would have been developed, and I hope you caught on to it, that what we're attempting to do this year is to really celebrate our Buya music.
This year's event will be hosted from Monday, October 27th to Thursday, October 30th. Patrons are being asked to make a contribution of $5 on day 1 to 4. The full lineup is as follows: Monday, Signal Band, First Serenade, Colton T, Ophelia, Joy Stout, Dice, and Midnight Groovers. Tuesday, Ecstasy Band, Fanatic, Bob, Webb, Omi, Scronta, Asa Banton, Benji, and Nai. Wednesday, Mr. Guada, Sickberry, WCK, Skinny Banton from Grenada, and Gamal Doyle, Skinny Fabulous from St. Vincent. Thursday, Danger Band, Swinging Stars, Triple K, and the original members of the WCK. The United Workers' Party, UWP, will give attention to the modernization of the island's seaport access points for the enhancement of tourism and trade export. This, according to UWP hopeful for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac, who highlighted tourism, exports development, and fisheries as the three major components that will form a seaport initiative geared towards generating revenue for the country. Isaac, who was speaking at a press briefing Monday, says the Roseau Ferry Terminal and a cruise ship berth, the Cabritz cruise ship berth, and the deep water harbor at Woodbridge Bay are the main sea entry points which will benefit from the modernization initiative.
The seaport development initiative, we'll be looking at three major components, but all the components will be with a view of generating revenues for Dominica, increasing productivity, and cutting costs. The three components will be tourism, export development, and fisheries. In regards to tourism, the Roseau cruise ship terminal, and also the cruise ship berth, and the Cabritz cruise ship berth and the deepwater harbor, our main entrance for tourism into Dominica. So that is where we'll be looking at the modernization of those facilities and the repairing specifically of the Portsmouth facility and the Roseau facility, that is the one where the people arrive from Guadeloupe and Martinique.
He says the export initiative will seriously impact the country's agricultural and other productive sectors like fisheries.
Dominica has suffered significantly in regards to agricultural production. Also, the quarry industry, that's where we deal with aggregate and sand, has also faced major challenges. So we'll also look at improving their wharfs so that they can be more productive and they can cut costs. In regards to the fisheries industry, we'd have to look at all the different areas where we have landing sites or possible landing sites for the fishing industry. For example, if you look at the area of Forceja, Bacatel area, the facilities there is grossly inadequate. In fact, they don't have a landing site. And the government have been talking about that for many years. We'll be looking at also Newtong, Koryo, Senju, and also the first thing politicians need to do, and also business people, is to fix what you have, renovate what you have, repair what you have. And in Dominica, all our ports of entry in regards to sea are in a dilapidated condition.
In more news this evening, Community Development Minister and MP for the Wesley constituency, Gloria Schlinford, may soon be honored with the naming of a resource center in that community on her behalf. A resource center in Wesley, which could be named after outgoing a DLP representative, is expected to be complete in a matter of months, according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. He made the announcement on Friday during the groundbreaking ceremony of the CDB-funded project. Prime Minister Skerrett suggests to the people of that constituency that naming the building after the Community Development Minister will serve as recognition of her own contribution to the Wesley constituency and Dominica by extension. However, acknowledging that she will not run in the next general election, he says she will continue to work as part of the Dominica Labour Party.
Wesley, I am not from Wesley, so I will suggest to you that if I will Wesley, I would propose to call this resource center, when it is completed, the Gloria Schlinford Resource Center, in recognition of her own contribution to the realization of this facility. And I will say to you that Tisha Glow will not be the power rep on the next term, but she will continue to be part of the government, and she will continue to work towards the advancement of this country, albeit in a different station, in a different capacity. But we want to thank her, and we'll have the opportunity to come back to thank her for her tremendous contribution to the development of Wesley.
The Wesley DLP Constituency Association last month announced that MP Schlinford will be replaced by a new candidate, Athenia Benjamin. However, this announcement did not sit well for a number of residents in that area. The suggestion also comes at a time when the Skerrett administration has suggested a name change for the Melville Hall Airport and an official naming of the Porcasse to Marigot Highway. A former staff of the Regional Security System, RSS, Central Liaison Office, CLO, Barbados, and a senior staff officer, Planning and Operations at the CARICOM Operations Planning and Coordinating Staff, COPACS, has deemed the Ebola threat as a serious national security issue for Dominica. UWP candidate for Colihoe, Nicholas George, is calling for an effective, broad-based preparedness plan that covers every risk. George has challenged the current DLP government to inform the public of the locations of the National Emergency Operations Center, who are the people staffing it, and what disaster management communications plan is being implemented. Explaining the urgent need for a comprehensive preparedness plan, George maintained that banning flights from Ebola-afflicted states is not sufficient. You can ban the planes, but what happens to the yachts? What are the protocols for yachts, he asked. Meanwhile, he has called on government to specify what protocols, if any, have been put in place to protect workers at the seaports and airport and other points of entry to Dominica, whose jobs involve a high risk of coming into contact with Ebola-infected travelers. Squatters in the Portsmouth area may soon be able to own lands which they squatted on for years. Housing Minister Reginald Ostrey says the government of Dominica is currently in discussions with the National Bank of Dominica, NBD, in a bid to obtain over 2 acres of land on behalf of the squatters. Ostrey, who made the disclosure at a recent function, says this speaks volumes to the government's current record on providing housing to the populace.
We've also been talking to the National Bank. They have some land, some 2 acres of land on which they have some squatters. That property now belongs to the bank. And we have been talking to the bank to see whether we can obtain those lands there on behalf of the persons who already occupy those lands as squatters. So our record on housing, I believe, can go unchallenged as far as that is concerned.
Public Works Minister Raban Blackmore says the government of Dominica is to receive some $23 million from the European Union EU for the comprehensive rehabilitation of roads on the eastern coast of the island. Blackmore says the grant will go towards repairing the road from Bodiab down to Delis and will also facilitate the construction of a new bridge in Delis. The Public Works Minister says the contractor for the projects will be revealed by the EU within the next few weeks.
Very soon we shall be starting this road project from Bodiab going back into Delis. And there are a number of interventions to be undertaken. You're talking about where we shall be spending well over $23 million in Odelis to have this area properly dealt with in terms of having retaining walls and proper drainage and other mitigating factors. The first undertaking we shall be experiencing when that project itself gets on stream, which should be in due time, because we have been through the tender process, and very soon the European Union is going to declare as to who the contractor is within the next coming weeks, so to speak. One of the major interventions is the construction of a new bridge in White River. But what we have said as a government, that because that bridge is so significantly undermined, that in the interim, something has to be done. So we have started what you call a bypass, and it has been done by a local contractor.
We turn to news from the region. The leader of the Nation of Islam, Farrakhan, is calling on Caribbean countries to demand reparation for slavery from the Roman Catholic Church in addition to Europe. Farrakhan, who was addressing the 19th anniversary of the Million Man March on Sunday, said the Roman Catholic Church must be included in any discussion on the issue of reparation. When you talk about reparation, you can't leave the Pope out. There was something in the Catholic Church called the papal bulls authorizing slavery. It is a type of letter issued or patent by the Pope, Farrakhan told the ceremony that was also attended by government ministers. He said Pope Nicholas V issued a papal bull granting Portugal and Spain full and free permission to invade, search out, and capture and unbelievers and enemies of Christ wherever they may be and reduce their persons into perpetual slavery. And on the international scene, Turkey is to allow Iraqi Kurdish fighters to cross the Syrian border to fight Islamic State IS militants in Kobane in what is being seen as a policy reversal. The foreign minister said talks on the subject were continuing. Tens of thousands of people have fled months of fighting in Kobane between IS forces and Syrian Kurdish defenders. The announcement came shortly after the U.S. carried out airdrops of weapons to the town's Kurdish fighters. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of our headlines. Two original artists headline at the 12th Lime Creole in the Park. Farrakhan wants Caribbean countries to demand reparation for slavery from Roman Catholic Church. And Islamic State Turkey to let Iraq Kurds join a Cobain fight. Once again, the news is brought to you compliments Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, or simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.